God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God. God who gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to two openings, Mark 7 and Matthew 15. Mark 7, Matthew 15. We'll go from one to the other. If you've been with us in these sessions, you know that we've been ministering on the subject of healing for a number of weeks now. We've been teaching on the subject of receiving and ministering healing. There is no better example of how to receive a healing or how to minister healing than the Bible and than the ministry of Jesus. So we have been going through one by one the individual accounts of healing that are recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it seems like there's more because there's multitudes of people that were healed in Jesus' ministry. But when it comes to detail given about what was wrong and how they got healed, there's only about 19 of those. How many think we ought to go through all of them?
Yes.
Don't stop, just stay with it.
Amen.
Go through all of them.
Yes.
Well, that's the plan right now anyway, unless the Lord says something different. So we have already gone through how many? Is it 9, isn't it? We went through, let me remind you, I'll look at my own notes here. We looked at the healing of the leper. We looked at the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. We looked at the healing of the paralytic, the man born by four. We looked at the healing of the nobleman's son. And we looked at the healing of the man with the withered hand, healing of the centurion's servant, healing of Jairus' daughter, healing of the woman with the issue of blood, and last week, the healing of the two blind men. Now, if you're interested in these and you weren't here, tapes are available. And you know that we've talked about in the process of time developing healing teams and people that minister to the sick, and not just in the church but outside the church. So if you're interested in that and got something like that on your heart, we'd like very much for you to have been in these sessions or to get the teachings if for some reason you missed, because we all want to be on the same page. And a lot of these things that I'm teaching you, they've come out of 15 years of teaching healing school day and night. And so some things that we didn't see the first year, we learned the second and the third. You understand what I'm talking about? So be hooked, be focused. But if you have a problem in your body, be ready for it to go away.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
We've had a bunch of healings already. Amen. Probably a lot more than we've been told, too. The Lord heals you. Let us know about it. We won't call your name. We won't embarrass you. We'll just shout about it with you. Amen.
Amen.
But the Lord's healing people. And He's healing people not just here, but from here. Already we've had numerous instances of you, people in the seat that have gone out and you got stirred up in your heart about healing and you've laid hands on people and you've prayed for people and they've been healed. That's the way it's supposed to be. Huh? Yeah, just an outbreak of healing. Amen. That's what's happening and that's only going to increase. Well, let's feed our faith some more tonight. Can you take some more? On the subject of healing, let's go to Mark 7, and then we'll go to Matthew 15, and let's pray before we read, and let's release our faith, and let's believe the Lord to make these words come alive to us and in us. And how many believe these words are life to those that find them, and they're health and medicine to all their flesh, and they'll build your faith. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, ere we read these, we thank you for your word. How precious your words are to us. We love them, we honor them, and we say they are life to us. And we say, open our eyes and our ears and our heart. Give us utterance in the Holy Ghost, full and strong and precise. Give us the exact message and anointing for right now. Give everybody ears to hear and a heart that understands. And we purpose by your grace not to be forgetful hearers or hearers only, but to be doers of these words and to love them and receive them and keep them and put them into practice. And we know as we do, you'll watch over them and bring them to pass. Get glory to yourself. Let healing fill this place and healing go from this place in every direction. And get glory to yourself, for you are the great physician and you're alive and healing people today. And we honor you in this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Mark 7. Can you tell I get excited about healing?
Yeah.
I do. I never get tired of it, ever. Amen. I never get tired of talking about prosperity. Never get tired about people talking about people getting set free from habits and problems.
Good.
Getting saved or getting filled with the Holy Ghost or
amen.
Getting back to God. I never get tired of it. Do you?
No.
It's always wonderful, always exciting. Mark 7 and verse 24. We're studying tonight the healing of the Syrophoenician woman's daughter. Mark 7, 24. From thence he, talking about Jesus, arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Zidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it. But he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. She answered and said to him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said to her, for this saying, go your way, the devil is gone out of your daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out and her daughter laid upon the bed. Praise God. How many believe it happened just like that?
Yes.
Huh? There was this is not a fairy tale. This is not a simile. There's a woman that lived in this time. Amen. A daughter that had this problem. Talked to Jesus. It happened just like this. Does he still do things like this today?
Yes.
Well, if he's alive and he hasn't changed, then he's got to be doing the same things.
Amen.
Go back. Hold your place there or put your ribbon in there or something. And go back to Matthew 15. Matthew 15. In Matthew 15 and 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Zidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. She said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it to you even as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Amen. Keep reading just a minute here. Jesus departed from there and came near to the Sea of Galilee, went up into a mountain, sat down there, and great multitudes came to him, having them that were lame and blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet and... Huh? How many people is this? How many is a multitude? At least hundreds. By definition, by some, it would be thousands. Now, how many is a great multitude? Well, that'd definitely be thousands or scores of thousands. How about great multitudes? You see what I'm saying? We're not talking about 20, 30 people here now. We're talking about thousands upon thousands of people. How many of them got healed? And He healed the lucky ones. Huh? And He healed a good many of them. He healed them. Them implies all that were brought. Right? Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole. Can the Lord make maimed body parts whole again? Yes, He can. The lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Does healing glorify God? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Does sickness glorify God? No, it does not. No, it doesn't. In fact, we're going to get into that here later on, because there is a particular healing where Jesus made some statements and He talks about these things. But sin doesn't glorify God. Deliverance and righteousness glorifies God. And sickness doesn't glorify God. Healing glorifies God. Poverty doesn't glorify God. Blessing, plenty, increase glorifies God. Now, if you don't believe that, it's a problem. Because you cannot be in faith for a healing if you're not convinced it's God's will for you to be healed. And without faith, it's impossible to receive. It's impossible to please God. If you're not convinced that it's God's will for you to prosper, you can't have faith to prosper. And if you can't have faith, you're tying God's hands concerning you, so to speak, because there are legalities involved. You must believe it. I've had people come to me and want to take me to task about some of these things. This one fellow told me one time, he said, we don't preach that at my church. He said, I don't believe in all that. I've never seen these kind of things. I said, well, isn't that interesting? Y'all don't preach healing. He said, no, we don't believe in it. And I said, and you don't see healings in your church? He said, no. I said, well, we preach it and we see it. We have it. Wonder if there's any connection. I've had people say, I don't believe in all that prosperity stuff. You won't be bothered by it. Don't get upset. You won't be bothered by it. These signs follow them that mock and make fun of them. No, these signs follow them that are analytical and question and skeptic and can't figure it out, and I'll believe it when I see it. These signs follow them that believe.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Syrophoenician Woman's Daughter, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R815. That's R815. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.